In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. A committee constituted by India's Supreme Court to oversee investigations into the Adani Group said India's markets regulator had drawn a blank on alleged violations by the group's overseas entities, as per a Reuters report. But the expert committee reportedly also said that there was evidence of a build-up in short positions on Adani Group stocks ahead of a report by the US-based short seller Hindenburg Group. It was not possible to conclude whether there has been regulatory failure regarding price manipulations, the committee stated in the report. The court had formed the panel to examine the regulatory framework and allegations leveled against Gautam Adani's conglomerate. Well, it's holiday season and many Indians are packing their bags and heading off for holidays abroad. However, they may need to relook their travel budget soon. A recent amendment to the foreign exchange management rules is all set to play spoil sport, particularly if you're using your credit cards for overseas spends. All international transactions made using credit cards when outside India have been brought under the RBI's liberalized remittance scheme, which permits Indian residents to spend up to $250,000 in a financial year abroad without prior approval from the central bank. This has come into effect from May 16, 2023. And by extension, such spends beyond a transaction value of Rs. 7 lakh will now come under 5% tax collected at source. This rate is applicable only up to June 30, 2023. To make matters worse, from July 1, 2023, these credit card transactions will attract a higher TCS rate of 20% with no minimum threshold. In another news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a tour of Japan, Papua New Guinea, and Australia today to attend three key multilateral summits, including that of the G7 grouping and Quad. In the first leg of his trip, Modi is visiting Hiroshima for the annual summit of the G7 advanced economies, in which he's expected to speak on challenges facing the globe, including food, fertilizer, and energy security. Modi will then travel to Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea, where he will host the third summit of the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation, and in the final leg of the trip, Modi will visit Australia from May 22 to 24. Moving forward, Crafton's popular battle royal game Battlegrounds Mobile India is making a comeback to India nearly 10 months after it was suspended from Google Play and Apple App Store following a government order. With this, BGMI will become the first app to make a comeback among the 300-odd banned by the government in the past couple of years. Union Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, tweeted saying that this is a three-month trial approval of BGMI after the game complied with issues of server locations and data security, among others. The app will soon be available for download on Android and iOS through their respective app store. In another development, market regulator SEBI has proposed four key revamps, which include a uniform total expense ratio across mutual fund schemes in an effort to bring greater transparency in the cost charged to unit holders and a new framework for alternative investment funds to strengthen corporate governance rules. A regulatory framework is also being proposed to address suspicious trading patterns and to regulate social media influencers. A proposal to streamline the framework for the registration of foreign venture capital investors in India has been put forward as well. Moving forward, Nexus Select Trust was listed on the stock exchanges today with a decent premium of 3% over the issue price of Rs. 100 per unit, which was on expected lines. This is the fourth REIT listing on the bourses since 2019. Nexus Select Trust, India's first retail assets-focused REIT, has raised Rs. 3,200 crore via public issue, of which fresh issue proceeds of Rs. 1,400 crore will be utilized for repaying debts of the asset SPVs and the investment entity. Earlier today, Money Control exclusively reported that India Infrastructure Finance Company Limited, owned by Government of India, is mulling an initial share sale by next year, provided market conditions are favorable. P.R. Jaishankar, Managing Director at IIFCL, said that the given pace at which the company has been growing and the pace at which its internal systems are being revamped, it will be in a position to come up with an IPO by next year. Jaishankar added, last year the firm had seen an improvement in financial performance, with net and gross non-performing assets falling to 1.41 and 4.76% respectively for the financial year ended March 2023. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.